No, there wasn't no, you mostly go to town, maybe buy you a barrel or something.
Yeah.
You used to talk to me about what we done, yeah, to go, you know, as kids, we used to keep get an old barrel and make them barrels there and make it, we'd have a big sliding hill, you know. We'd all go to it on Sunday, you know, keep, cast straw, you know, toward it and keep that hill slick and slide down out of here. We'd have to walk back up, you know, and get on that slide board and slide down them again. I got one right back down here where I used to, kids would go to it. That was big time. They used to, kids would come out
in
here.
In the barrel and just roll
it. Oh, you make your, take two barrels stay and lay your seat on it and piece, put your foot on that, over, slide down that on that straw. It'd get slick as glass. Boy, you get up there, boy, you just go down that hill of skiing. It's about like a skiing on about like it is on ice or snow.
Mm-hmm. Any other games y'all played when you were kids? Like, you fished a lot, didn't you? Were there?
We'd go to, back in there, we'd come to the old pond back in here fishing and go to the creek over there and fish. We'd play ball, play marbles. Now, the old folks would get out and play marbles with us. We had a heck of a big ring. We had a old big old stone marbles, you know. We'd all lined up, you know, and shoot the marbles out of that ring.
Any stick stomp in the ground, throw?
Oh, yeah, horseshoe. They do that here and there. They got some horseshoes out there now. They play horseshoes here and there pretty regular.
Well, I've heard of games, that, you know, knife games they play with.
I used to be bad about taking a knife and sticking and flipping it up, and it'd be so much if it stood up, and so much if it propped up, and so much if it stood in this blade. No, okay. We have to play that.
Okay. Would people ever take like a rope and tie it to a tree and make
swings? We keep a swing.
Or one that would go, they'd stick a stalk in the ground or something, and put a board on it.
Seesaw. I think what they call them. Yeah.
Okay. Or one that would go around.
Yeah, and then they have, yeah.
You ever see those?
Uh-huh.
You get knocked in the head with them.
You're right.
That was just some sort of...
And we'd get together on Sundays and a bunch of us boys and back to an old gully, one like that then and follow the leader. One could go this high bank and then if you stayed in the gang, you had to follow him. You had to follow the leader if you stayed in that gang.
You being the biggest of the bunch, I imagine you didn't ever have problems with
that. They'd have a pretty tough time following me.
I imagine so. About Saturdays and Sundays, you said people would walk for miles and miles to go to. Would they ever have, what sort of things would bring the community together? You always had church and things like that, I guess.
About as good a thing we brought the old folks and the young folks off is one little pond back in that canyon that made them. It was a swimming pond. And on sardines and maybe through the week if it didn't have nothing to do, and Sundays if it didn't have nothing, it'd be a sight. It'd be just as many folks there as you go to a pool now and see.
Is that swimming?
Swimming in that. Had a big diving board on it. You get up and dive in that pond.
Turn
flips on to see who could dive in a ton flips more than the other. But just anything like that, same thing like you do now, and have a rope and a tree and you catch on a swing way out over that pond, turn loose and fall in it. And
when you were young, you learned to swim early then?
I learned how to swim back in that old pond. And it's pretty deep. It's about 12, 15 feet deep. And big old pond.
You never had people. Did you ever hear people out here, like, in the river drowning or, you know, getting...
No, didn't nobody ever. Of course, you didn't hear too much about nobody in the river. So sometimes you'd hear somebody drowning in that river.
Yeah. The Chattahoochee, I guess it's a pretty fast-flowing river.
It was. There's some dangerous holes in it.